I should be happy. I have money in my bank account. I can guarantee food to eat. I can guarantee going to a doctor. I can buy things for myself. I can treat myself. I can afford entertainment. I should be happy. I have fans who love me. Friends. Not just fans, but friends who love me and support me. Deeply. Passionately. Both with their time and enthusiasm, and even with their own hard-earned money. I should be happy. I have a family. Most of them are still alive. Who love me, care about me, and support me in their own ways. I should be happy. I'm working jobs that I enjoy, especially this one, and making money while doing so. Something I never would have dreamed of even a year ago. And it's afforded me to be able to do things that, again, I couldn't even dream of a year ago. I should be happy. I have a beautiful, beautiful child. A wonderful child who I love with all of my heart and who loves me, who is creative and funny and smart and sweet. I couldn't have asked for a better child, despite their hurdles and their delays and their problems. They're such a wonderful child, and I'll never regret having them. I should be happy. I finally found someone who loves me with all of his heart, who is there for me, even at my lowest, who I can count on and rely on for support, who's there, who's always been there. And finally, after years of me pining for him, finally saw me. The way I always saw him. It's near perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better partner in life, who one day I'll probably marry and have a family with. Something I never thought would be possible a year ago. I should be happy. I live in a first world country. I have all of my needs met. I can do and get things that I want. I have people who love me, and that I love in return. I get to be creative and passionate. I should be happy. But I'm not. I don't know what that is. It's fleeting for me. And it's because I'm sick. I'm very sick. And it's not something that I can be helped. It's not something that anyone can fix. It can be treated. It can be worked with. There's therapy. But it's something I'll have to deal with for the rest of my life. And the idea of that just stresses me out beyond comprehension. However, I know what happiness is, and happiness has never been, and never will be, a permanent state of being. Happiness is when my child was born, safe, healthy, no problems. Happiness is when I heard the first time my partner say, "I love you." Happiness is when I got to watch my little sisters grow up and they become young women this September. How time flies. Happiness is knowing my parents are alive and healthy happiness is the little things. Like, for me, getting a pretty new outfit, creating something that people like, being told something wonderful, eating a cookie, drinking a frappuccino, enjoying a really good episode of Supernatural, or a really interesting obscure movie, or a really funny internet meme. Or every time I get to talk and interact with you guys. That's what happiness is. It's little moments in time. Moments in time that should be cherished and appreciated. But like anything else in life, it's not permanent. And the more you hope for, and the more you wish for it to be permanent, the more unhappy you will be. And I speak from experience here. In the struggle to find happiness, you risk going into the depths of sin to do so. And I'm no stranger to sin. I've been in the world of drugs, sex, violence. None of that will make you happy. If you are thinking, if I just had sex, I'd be happy. If I just had a different job, a better job, I'd be happy. If I just had a partner who loved me, I'd be happy. If I just won the lottery, I'd be happy. That's not the path to happiness. The path to happiness is to accept that they're just short moments in time, and you'll have periods of unhappiness, but it's working hard and getting past them that'll allow you to appreciate those actual moments of joy. And through that, you can finally learn to create your own happiness, because it is no one else's job to make you happy but yourself. And in doing so, you're in charge of your own future, of your own life, and that freeing feeling of being in control is the clearest path to becoming happy. And I'm no expert, but I do have the life experience to have realized this, and I hope in a weird way this helps you too to know you're not alone. Everyone is on their own quest to happiness. And even if you don't have it now, one day you will. And that is always something to strive for. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later. Thank you. You're the best. Mwah.